Ohio Secretary of State Ken Blackwell, who has also been active in politics much of his life. I lived in Columbus, by the way, I think when you were Secretary of State. So even though Ohio State was there, Columbus is a nice town. But we'll overlook that. Anyhow, I really appreciate you being here. So let me ask you this. In Ohio, you oversaw big elections. And again, I go back to election night this year, Florida, Ohio, Texas. You guys don't have any problems. The votes get counted. And Florida's almost 23 million people. Texas is bigger. Ohio's 11, 12 million people. It's a big state, really. And you don't have these issues. So let me ask you about something, this one anomaly that happened in several of the states. That was this whole thing about they stopped counting in Atlanta, Detroit, Philadelphia. At least they allegedly stopped counting in these big cities. And then suddenly between midnight and 6 in the morning, there were these big upticks in votes for Joe Biden and almost nothing for President Trump. I mean, was there ever a reason you would stop counting at midnight or 1 or 2 in the morning in Ohio before an election was concluded?
In Michigan, Wayne County, in Milwaukee County, in Milwaukee and Wisconsin, in Pennsylvania and Philadelphia, these are where big Democrat-operated machines with histories of corruption were deliberately targeted for these vote dumps that changed the direction of the vote count and gave Joe Biden victories that fell outside of all of the other trends in the election, and most notably the ones that you mentioned earlier in the show, and with this guy who ran most of the campaign in the basement, who had a history of mass incarceration that was known in the black community, who told black folks, if you are not for me, you ain't black. All of a sudden, he won big in these counties and in these big cities. As Alice said, this is getting curiouser and curious. And then in Michigan, you had Secretary of State Benson, who unilaterally voided the legal requirement that voters provide a signature when requesting an absentee ballot, establishing an online request form. She then took things a step further by announcing that she would allow civic groups and other organizations to run voter registration drive to register voters through the state's online registration website.
Right. Rock the vote. They did that. But I look at the numbers here. Donald Trump had the highest share of all minority voters for a Republican since 1960.
Right.
He grew his support among black voters by 50% over 2016. Joe Biden's support among black voters was below 90%. Trump increased his share of the national Hispanic vote to 35%. I mean, everything. He brought 11, almost 12 million new voters to the table in 2020. He increased by more than 18%, I guess, and didn't win. It's the first time since 1888 that an incumbent president brought more voters on a reelection effort and lost. In 132 years, that hasn't happened.
No, it really hasn't. And if you post my piece on Breitbart, I look at another dynamic, and that was that Mark Zuckerberg, the CEO of
Facebook, right?
Facebook donated $400 million, as much money as Congress appropriated for the administration of elections. And if you look at where he put his money and the operation that guided the use of that money, it happened to be in these states, in these counties, in these cities, in these strongholds, in these historically corrupt operations that this miraculous transformation and redirection of the election took place.
Now, some of this, there's a case that's been taken directly to the Michigan Supreme Court, which is allowed by statute by two African-American women here in Michigan who say they've been disenfranchised by this election. I see the Trump campaign is going to file a lawsuit directly with the Wisconsin Supreme Court later today. Are you hopeful that the Supreme Court of the United States will end up with its hands on some of these cases? Now, if the election changes in Wisconsin and Pennsylvania, well, that's not going to be enough to get it there, but it'll be close. And I think it's important that, well, that fraud is exposed wherever we find it, sir. I'll give you the last word.
I think you're right. And I think we have to understand the calendar. The fact is that in Pennsylvania, and again, I leave the legal strategy and the prosecution of their cases to Rudy and those folks.
Sure.
But the reality is that I do understand the Constitution. I do understand the power in these state legislatures. And if they begin to see this mountain of evidence of this corruption, of this election being nothing more than a 2020 heist, I think they have an obligation to seek the electors that they think were duly elected and were negated by the corruption. That puts the burden back on Congress. If, in fact, they are sent two sets of electors, one from the corrupt machine, the other from the state legislature who has the authority, that, in fact, then puts it back in the hands of the Congress. This calendar, it doesn't stop on December the 5th. It doesn't stop on December the 14th. The showdown is on January the 6th, when, in fact,
that's when all the chips are in. Ken, we got to leave it right there.
Right.
I can't say how much I appreciate you taking the time and explaining your point of view. Ken Blackwell, you can find that article on Breitbart. Ken, I really appreciate it.
Appreciate it, Steve. All the best, sir.
Yeah, but Ken Blackwell. You're on the Steve Gruber Show. We'll be right back.
Peppers from Argentina, blueberries from Canada, and corn from Mexico. What are we doing? It's time to wake up, America, support our family farmers, and defend our nation against an invasion of foreign food. It's time you support Patriot Foods. Patriot Foods is an American-only produce brand supporting U.S. farms and donating a portion of every purchase to U.S. veterans. Join the movement to buy American and eat American. Go to patriotfoods.com. Patriot Foods will even ship your order for free. Patriotfoods.com. PatriotFoods.com.
Some of the coolest homes are also some of the warmest. Homeowners who have an eye for detail and quality often have their eye on Oil Heat for its exceptional warmth and its friendly service. Oil Heat is clean, efficient, and safe. And BioHeat Oil, which blends biodegradable materials, provides a renewable fuel source that's good for your home and environment. Now that's cool. See more at UseOilHeatMichigan.com. Brought to you by the locally owned and operated members of the Michigan Petroleum Association and the National Oil Heat Research Alliance.